Welcome to the Internal Audit Podcast Series. This is IA 360 Airwaves from Internal Audit 360. I'm your host, Joe McCafferty, and today we're going to be talking about how internal audit leaders are dealing with the coronavirus crisis. Our guest today is John Kanakletis. John is the co-founder of the Audit Library, a digital collection of internal audit documents, templates, and tools, as well as a provider of audit consulting services. John is also an internal audit consultant and a former audit senior at a large credit union. Thanks so much for being with us here today, John.
Oh, thanks for having me, Joe. I appreciate it. Looking forward to talking with you.
Great. I mean, we have a great topic today, an important topic. Let's just jump right in here. John, in a crisis like this, internal audit leaders need to reprioritize their team's agenda. What are some of the things that need to happen right away?
Well, Joe, I think first and foremost, you need to check in on your team and make sure everyone is healthy and not dealing with sick loved ones. Let them know that they can come to you if they have any issues that arise with their health and that you will be understanding. It's times like these that these issues really affect us in a way that we may not expect. And the well-being of your team is very important. And you need to make sure that they know that they can come to you. Second, on a more audit-related perspective, you need to start by readdressing your risk assessment. I think it's important to call a meeting with your audit committee and get their perspective on the changing environment. You can assess what projects your team needs to push forward and look at what projects need to be pushed to the back burner. Through doing this, you can determine what projects can be completed efficiently remotely. And with that information, you can do what is essential now, which is to rework your audit plan.
One of the things I just want to kind of dive into something you said there that I thought was pretty interesting. I mean, it's very true. I mean, it's a time when our work lives are really colliding with our personal lives. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking a little bit before the podcast about how, you know, it's all kind of blended together and people are dealing with this in their own ways. And I think your message there about being a boss and even kind of being a friend is important. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is internal auditors probably have work from home every now and again. I would guess that in the past they had arrangements where they might work from home a day or two. Is it a difficult job to do completely remotely?
I think there are some things that are difficult to do remotely, and there are some things that are easy to do remotely. Thankfully, a lot of things that we do can be done remotely, but there are some tactics that we can use as auditors to do our work remotely. We just run into some issues if documents that are traditionally not scanned are not in the system. But we need to be cognizant of this transition time, that it's going to take time. And some projects that we have might not be as timely completed as they would be otherwise, because this is definitely a transition to a new normal or a new normal for a time period.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the risk landscape. Obviously, what was important 3 or 4 months ago is different now. The risk landscape has definitely changed. What are some of the things that internal audit leaders should be assessing? Where should they be looking to see kind of what's different now?
I think we should be thinking about some of the additional risks that come with the changes that are necessary due to COVID-19. How do the rules of social distancing affect your business's internal controls? Do dual controls need to be loosened because of social distancing? Has any staff been asked to take a pay cut? Or is there a possibility that others in their family have had to take a pay cut or are out of work? And is that causing financial strain and stress on your employees?
Now, we talked a little bit about, you know, auditing remotely. what are some of the things that internal auditors just can't do remote? Like, let's talk about where the disruptions are in terms of internal audit. I know things like auditing inventory, you know, would be really hard right now without actually being there. And I know that there's some interesting things you can do with video. Let's talk through some of the things that are very difficult now.
Sure. Well, you know, at the Audit Library, we work a lot with financial institutions, and they complete branch audits pretty regularly. So a traditional branch audit is not something that can feasibly be done with the concerns of social distancing and the way that things are dealing now. Frontline employees are overwhelmed, and they're dealing with stressed out customers. And dealing with these new rules is also causing stress. And like you said, your listeners in manufacturing and other areas are required to physically observe something in their audits. And that is not something that they may be able to do right now. And just as an example, most of our clients have stopped completing in-person audits, have stopped doing those branch audits. But with the uncertainty of how long this pandemic is going to last, it may be necessary to find some sort of workaround. For instance, one of our clients in Washington has forgone traditional branch audits and found a workaround to do some self-evaluations with staff, do a random sampling of documents, and to review security footage. So that's a great workaround. And depending on how long this lasts, how long we're required to maintain social distancing, we may have to get more creative and find some sort of workaround with video conferencing.
Mm-hmm. I think those are excellent points. I like the idea of doing self-assessments that instead of the entire kind of audit being done by the auditor, that they're asking, you know, process owners to maybe do a self-assessment, and they can use that information to figure out, you know, what they want to look closer at.
And this client had additionally started doing some surveys to some of her clients to make sure that they knew some of the new rules and things like that as well, instead of taking the time out of their day to call them and ask them some questions as well.
Absolutely. And John, I think you're making a great point here that people don't know how long this will last. I think in the early days, we thought, gee, we might be disrupted for 3 or 4 weeks or a month. And now as this is looking to maybe drag, and you know, the work has to go on. So I think you're right that people are looking for more creative ways to work around things and to kind of deal with the hand we've all been dealt right now. There's some great ideas for that. I wanted to talk a little bit more about, just apart from internal auditing, you know, what is the larger role that internal audit can play in the organization as it works through the crisis? Like, but what I mean by that is, like, what are the skill sets that internal audit can draw on to help the organization just through the fundamental things that it's dealing with right now?
Sure. Yeah, I think in order to approach that, we have to really get back to the basics of what internal auditing really is. And in the article that Internal Audit 360 published that I wrote recently, I talk about getting back to the basics of what internal audit is and how we are really there to help the organization. A lot of times we are considered the watchdogs of the organization, but we're really there to help. And we can also provide some consulting. So I think that in this time, it's our job to step up and add value in some sort of tangible way. You don't have to wait for management or your CEO to reach out to you. You can reach out to them and come up with some ideas for what you can do and what your team can do to help the organization. We actually have a client who went to her CEO multiple times and said, "What can I do to help? What can I do to help? I have team members that want to help our frontline staff in a way, and what can I do to help? And she was turned down, I think, at least 3 or 4 times until the CEO said, you know, what we really need right now is we need people to clean in the branches in between customers, because everyone is nervous about the sanitation of things. Sure. We're trying to keep social distancing, and we just don't have the staff to do that. So she took a few of her staff members and basically is allowing them to be frontline workers at this moment. They're not doing anything that interferes with the independence of being an auditor, but they're helping the auditor, excuse me, they're helping the frontline staff at this point. And what it is really doing, what her staff is saying, is it's helping build a rapport between the frontline staff and the auditors. So the frontline staff are less afraid of auditors. They are more apt to share information with the auditors that may help the auditors do their job in the long run. And I think one great thing that we can do is kind of build those relationships during this time.
Absolutely. I think that's a fantastic example. You know, it's kind of like all hands on deck right now, and whatever
exactly
role you can do to help might not be what you're used to doing, or might be something, you know, completely outside your regular, you know, job description. But, you know, it's kind of like whatever helps.
Right. Yeah. And don't be afraid to suggest different things that you think that you could do that will help the organization, even if they're turned down. You know, you may see a consulting engagement that could be really beneficial right now, that management just might not think of.
How about in terms of controls? You know, it's I know, you know, there's usually things like separation of duties, things that might be a little harder right now. Is that something internal audit should be keeping on? Like now that everything's moved from the office to, you know, separately into people's homes. Are there things that internal audit should be on top of in terms of making sure that controls are still functioning?
Oh, yes. I think there's a lot of things that internal auditors should be wary of in terms of controls and in terms of what could happen with people being so stressed, especially with the potential risks for fraud right now. You know, you have to look at the fraud triangle and look at all of the sides of the triangle. And first you have that pressure. You might have employees that are more financially stretched because of family members. Then you have opportunity, which if your internal controls are reduced in some way, then that increases your opportunity. And finally, you have rationalization, which during this unknown time definitely increases people's thoughts on how fraud might benefit them. So you have to be cognizant that this could be taking place, and internal audit should be looking out for ways that internal controls might be compromised due to social distancing and other issues and changes that their organization is making.
I think that's an excellent point. Certainly, I know that, you know, just with a massive downturn in the economy, that's usually when a lot of fraud shows up, whether it's been ongoing and this kind of reveals it, or if it creates, you know, just a desperate time and people take desperate measures.
Exactly.
I'm sure, you know, that's something internal audit should definitely be on the lookout for. I wanted to talk a little bit about just communication.
Mm-hmm.
Communications can be an issue with everyone working remotely. How can that affect the job that internal audit has to do, and any tips for making it work better? I know that we're all getting used to communicating over applications like Zoom. Affect the job that internal audit needs to do.
Sure. Well, I think first I want to point out that communication is often an issue with audit in general. Mm-hmm. So auditors in general, I think, need to up their communication styles and be more cognizant of what others are doing in the industry to increase their ability to communicate well. Many of your clients don't want to deal with the added work of that audit creates and they resent you being there in the first place. So if you're starting a new project now, or you're in the middle of an audit, you can really be upfront with your client and show them that you're understanding, but also show them that you're firm. We all know that we have jobs to do right now, and internal audit is still a vital part of the organization. I think one of the hard things about working remotely is that we tend to lean on emails a little bit more. And when you lean on emails more, you lose a key part of the communication, which is that face-to-face interaction, body language, and tone of voice. So don't be afraid to pick up the phone, to hear their tone, or to schedule that Zoom call, even if it's a quick call. Sometimes that human interaction can be really vital to the audit process. Another thing that we're losing because of working at home is the interaction that you get with employees, whether they're in your department or out of your department. You're missing that interaction to have those 5-minute chats in the hallway or the talks in the break room that really make people people. They help you to get to know someone on a more personal level. So I would encourage you to, when you have that Zoom conference or when you have that phone meeting, to have just a little personal quick catch up in the beginning. And that bit of human connection can really transform the way that your clients think about you and interact with you.
I think that's an excellent point, John. I think it's something we're all learning. And, you know, I can't imagine how many problems get solved just by, you know, people who are in the office kitchen chatting about something they're working on by chance. And we don't have those opportunities right now. So what you're suggesting is to try to build those in somehow and have a call just to make sure that people are connecting and people are interacting.
Right. And feel free to reach out to people in your organization, even if they're not your current client, just to check in to see how they're doing. Mm-hmm. If you would see that person in the hallway and just say, hey, and exchange a few words, there's nothing wrong with sending them an email or picking up the phone and having a short conversation with them, because we're all struggling for that human connection right now.
Absolutely. I wanted to kind of look out a little bit. So, you know, what are some of the issues that internal audit faces as this drags on for maybe longer than they expected? I think early on people were saying, well, you know, if it's a few weeks, I can put this project off, I can put that project off, and we'll deal with that later. I think people are finding now that, hey, this work has to get done. We have reporting that needs to be done. Are there things now that internal audit's facing that maybe they thought they could put off, but are now realizing they're going to have to try to tackle even with these difficult circumstances?
Right. And, you know, Joe, that's where the adjusting your risk assessment and adjusting your audit plan comes in. And I like to think of that as a kind of a rolling duty where we really need to be adjusting that risk assessment and audit plan as the environment is changing, and we have a lot of environmental factors that are changing right now, and just reassessing where we are, even if it's on a monthly basis, can provide very beneficial to what your audit department can do. One of the things that's kind of on the easier side to do right now our policy reviews, some consulting engagements, and adjusting the expectations of when management will respond to you. So we have a client that is doing audits. They are still able to do a lot of the back office audits, but they are changing the way that they do their audit reports. So right now during coronavirus, the pandemic, they have said, we are not going to issue audit reports. We're only going to tell our clients in a meeting what the high risk issues are that need to be addressed now. And once this is over, we will address all of the things that we found in our audit reports. Because as you and I both know, that when someone gets an audit report, we have two types of people. They either want to fix it immediately or they put it to the back of their pile. So we're trying to take some stress off of the front line and off of managers that are dealing with stresses in a way that they haven't dealt with before.
I see. So it back to that idea of prioritizing what really matters now. You know, I think that that's the underlying message I'm hearing from you the most here is that there's some prioritizing going on and folks are saying, you know, what matters the most right now? What needs to get done? What are the things that I can make the biggest impact with, you know, while we deal with all of this?
Right. And you know, as we look further, we're going to see that more of the economic effects that coronavirus is bringing to the economy and to all of your businesses on an individual basis. We're likely to see a recession or even a depression from this. So you have to kind of think about what that may mean for you, what it may mean for your organization, and what it may mean for your department. We'll probably see some budget cuts if you haven't already seen them, and you'll probably or could see some cutbacks in terms of staff. So you need to be prepared for this and looking for ways to become more efficient and effective.
I think that's a fantastic point. You know, to just keep, be forward looking and think about what the next changes are going to be. What are the moves that are going to be coming down the pike? I think we're all realizing that you know, things are not going to go back to normal that quickly, and there are likely to be you know, some resounding effects of all of this. I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, and there, those effects can be good and bad. I mean, I think there's going to be some good things that come out of this, even just everyone working, learning to work remotely and realizing that there are things that can be done from our homes and, you know, how that works and setting up better systems to do that. The question I have for you is, you know, what do you think the long-term impacts of the crisis could be on the internal audit profession itself? What are some of the changes that this could leave behind? I think, you know, learning to work remotely is certainly one of them. I think people will be looking to put systems in place that facilitate this more. What are some of the things that you're seeing?
I think what we really need to do is take this time to grow. And, you know, earlier you said we're going to get back to normal. And I think we need to come to the realization that we're not going to ever really get back to the normal that we knew before. It's going to be kind of a new normal. And I think that virtual meetings will become more common. In fact, we have some clients that are really enjoying the virtual meetings because it saves time for travel for a lot of their committee members. So that's one benefit that we're seeing from this. I think we also need to gain a deeper understanding for how other departments in the organization are working and how they're affected by all of the stresses that are put on them. So internal audit can grow in their understanding during this time as well.
I think that's a great point. Well, I think we're going to leave it there. John, what did we not talk about that's part of this? I wanted to kind of leave with the idea that you've touched on a few times here. It just, you know, on the human element of all of this, you know, everybody's kind of dealing with the stresses of it and in their own ways. You know, one of the examples I've seen that we wrote about in an article earlier this week is, you know, for a video call in the past, someone would, you know, put their business suit on and make it seem like, you know, they're working in their home office. And some of that's gone away. You know, it might be okay now if there's a child on someone's lap or the pets are around. Just give us a minute on, you know, what are some of the human elements of all of this?
Yeah, I think that brings it back to creating that deeper understanding that we're all human and we all face adversity in different ways. And just the fact that we can connect on a more human level with our team and with our clients will be very beneficial to internal audit in the long term. I think it will help grow those relationships and help us not only be better auditors, but be better people.
Well, John, I think that's a fantastic place to leave it. And I just want to thank you so much for your time today and your wonderful insights.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Excellent. Well, our guest today was John Kanakletis. John is the co-founder of the Audit Library, a digital collection of internal audit documents, templates, and tools, as well as a provider of audit consulting services. Their contact information is in the article here below, so you can contact them if you'd like to look into that. He's also an internal audit consultant and a former audit senior at a large credit union. I want to thank John for being with us today, and I want to thank all of our listeners as well. This has been IA360 Airwaves. Thank you.